banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So here we all are on Wednesday at the tap end again.
It comes around quickly, this, doesn't it?
Do you think it's going to get to the point where there's such demand for it? Do you remember, like, on Coronation Street where they had to do, like, five episodes a week?
We should do an omnibus one day at the weekend, just play them all out, all throughout the day.
And like, whose show would you put that in?
I don't know.
Like the Hollyoaks one that goes on forever.
Yeah. It could be like a Sunday morning thing.
So where are we at?
I'm going to take you to my 17th year at the Tap End, probably the most sort of popular year of all the Tap Ends, judging by the amount of stories that come from it.
So we've been here a lot, haven't we?
We've been here a fair few times, yeah. I asked on Twitter what keen I could be, so I could have this prepared. I've got a whole list here.
Okay.
So today, thanks to Joe Sanders, I think I'm going to be Chris Keane Bleakley.
That is a good one.
Becky?
I'm not sure whether just to stick with Clive. Keep it simple, people know where they are. Or should I go for Peking Duck?
That's a great one. I think that's going to win.
I am so keen for today's tap end that I am Alicia Keynes.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Are we ready to go?
I wish I'd seen this one at the top of your list, which is the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
I can't remember who sent that to me, but whoever it is a genius.
Now. I can't change it now, can I? I'm starting a Peking Duck.
We're all keen anyway. That's clear.
I think so.
There are two main events where I am from that are the resistance pieces in the Pinner calendar.
I like the way you've kept that one on.
The pièce de résistance.
Is much harder to say.
Yes.
There is Pinner Fair, which takes place in early June, and Pinner Pantomime Evening, which takes place on the last week of November. The two events are very different.
So you go in this week?
Yeah, this is why I thought I'd write about it.
Awesome.
It's actually on tomorrow evening. Pinner Fair sees Pinner completely closed off and filled with loud rides playing loud trance and dance music. Pinner Pantomime Evening is a much more traditional event, all funded for by local shops. And every year, this is the night that the Christmas lights are switched on.
So you're going tomorrow?
I always attend.
Every
always.
Single year?
There's certain nights throughout the year that all the lads have to meet up on.
And this is one of them?
And this is where it doesn't matter what uni we're at, people had to be back for it. Or there were severe punishments.
Have you never thought about being in the pantomime now you do like tap end and stuff? They not approached you?
The pantomime element of it is just that people get dressed up for it in all the different
shops.
Oh,
it's not an actual pantomime?
No, no, no.
You don't have to join the Pinner Players?
No, there is such a thing. There's the Pinner Players, which sounds like a sort of, do you know, like a crew?
But they're not. They're all middle class and called Angela.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to be a Pinner Player.
Yeah.
For me, Dougsy and Webbo, this night was an opportunity to go out till quite late at night and was something to do. The rides weren't that great compared to the June Pinner Fair. Usually the highlight would be a maze of mirrors or a crazy house. But there was always a brilliant atmosphere and every now and then a chance to see a local celebrity turn on the Christmas lights. In my time at the Tap End, I've attended the light switch on in Pinner and nearby Eastcote every year and have met some incredible people. I met the late great Bob Holness on several occasions. He was always a gent and an absolute legend. The best thing I've witnessed at a light switch on, though, was in nearby Eastcote, where Rhino from the show Gladiators turned up on a fire engine. It was an incredible entrance, and the crowd went wild for him. I managed to meet him and get a signed photo, a great result. You can only imagine what that must have looked like. Rhino from Gladiators on top of a fire engine through Eastcote. It was the talk of the town. What were you doing here, I was thinking. Rhino from Gladiators in Eastcote. I mean, that's a big deal, wasn't it? Back then. Gladiators.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the mayor turns on the lights in Pinner.
Mayor.
The mayor?
We had this last...
Wow, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Mayor.
It's not done like that. I spoke to someone in the pub about this, actually.
Oh, well, so they're right, yeah? Not us.
It's mayor.
It's not, though.
It's not mayor.
It's not. It's mare.
Yeah, not even West Country people say mayor.
Mare is a horse.
No,
female horse.
Wrong.
Spelt differently, but pronounced the same.
How do you say it again, Becky?
Mare.
Mare.
Mayor.
No.
Pinner is home to some celebrities that I don't believe have turned on the lights yet. Lee Latchford Evans off Steps springs to mind. It should be his duty to do so if he hasn't done so yet. I believe Poirot also lives in Pinner. It would be good to see him. I'm not 100% sure that Poirot hasn't done the lights before. But Lee Latchford Evans, I would remember that.
But not Poirot.
I just can't remember because Poirot's been there a while and I didn't know about Poirot, obviously, at a younger age. Mm. So he could well have done it.
He did open My School Fate once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Where was that? Taunton?
In Somerset, yeah.
Why did he go there for that then? How did you get Poirot?
I think he went to my school.
Don't be jail.
No, I'm just surprised that Poirot would travel such a distance to go to a school fair. I mean, it's odd, isn't it?
I think that was his old school.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right. Either way, celebrity or no celebrity, it is always a good night. This year was to be no exception. Straight from school, I headed round to Dougsy's and met up with Dougsy and Webbo, and we wandered into Pinner Town Centre. Everyone was in a great mood. Loads of the shops were staying open late and giving out free mulled wine and mince pies. We walked from shop to shop, and Elton John, he used to live in Pinner as well.
Well, where did that come from?
I've just remembered. Elton John used to live in Pinner.
What do you want him to do? Play the music or turn the lights on?
Turn the lights on.
He's not going to do that.
Why?
Because he's at a level where he wouldn't do that.
It should be your duty to.
No, that's not going to happen.
We walked from shop to shop, nabbing as much free stuff as we could on the way. Even though at that age, mulled wine was disgusting, it was the one night of the year we would get served it. To try and get as much mulled wine or mince pies, we would have to pretend to be interested in buying houses and estate agents. I think they could see through us, but Lenski looked older than his years, so we would all stand around and let him do the talking. More than the mulled wine, hog roast or Hall of Mirrors, my absolute favourite thing about Pinner Pantomime Evening is the Morris dances. From what I can see, it's an activity that I really should get involved in. These guys drink ale and dance around like loonies. They all dress up in traditional Morris wear, and all of them have moustaches.
Yes.
This year, their numbers seem to have grown. There was loads of them. You okay, Becky?
Yeah, I just thought you'd done this before. Is it something to do with a woman and a moustache?
It is, yeah. It is to do with a woman and a moustache. Dougsy was particularly fascinated by one of the Morris dancers, a rather slender-looking person he was convinced was a girl, wearing a fake moustache. In the next break, we engaged the Morris dancer in conversation. Dougsy was spot on. It was a girl with a fake moustache. I told her that I was going to sign up. She was great fun. The full handlebar moustache thing was a little bit odd, but I could see past the moustache and was convinced that she may be my perfect girl. I intended to turn up at the next rehearsal to impress her, but I never did. It's one of my regrets of my time at the Tap End. As nights go, I was on to an absolute winner that night. Even though I just met the girl with a moustache, she was not the only girl I managed to get a number from that night. Me and the lads were going from shop to shop when I spotted a couple of attractive girls standing outside a fashionable shop. They were handing out flyers and dressed as Pop Idol contestants, which was the big show at the time. Thinking they were actual Pop Idol contestants, we walked over to them and got chatting. Lenski had a great idea in getting a photo with one of them, which offered the opportunity to get our arms around these girls. Our camera wouldn't work though, so she offered to take it on her shop's camera. I originally said no, but Dougsy saw the opportunity here. This would then mean that we would have an excuse to swap numbers, to arrange a second meet.
Yes.
We swapped numbers and stayed in touch for a while. I met up with her a few days later to collect the photo, but then we fell out of touch. Next time I saw her, she had changed her appearance a bit and was on the X Factor. The girl was none other than
Katie Waisel.
Exactly, how do you remember that?
Because I'm sure you've done this one before, because I remembered the bearded lady from the Morris dancing.
And I definitely remember Waisel.
Really?
Have we done this before?
Do you know what? We touched on this in the first series of 24 Years at the Tap End, but I didn't think I'd sort of comprehensively covered the night.
Does this mean, though, that you've now officially run out of new Tap Ends?
I don't know. I suppose that it is sort of going a bit dry on the Tap End front.
Because if you're now doing old Tap Ends just in more detail...
I'm just trying to work out how many more new ones do we need, if this is the case, before Christmas? Seven more?
Yeah, about that.
You haven't got that in you, have you?
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it.
Or, as we've said before, we get Dougsy, Webbo, Chinese, Lenski,
Katie Waisel.
And Waisel in the studio to give their side of the story.
I mean, I suppose it's got potential.
Or Ethel from last Tap End.
It is tricky remembering this stuff. I've done so many nights out.
But you can't remember a lot of them.
I just can't remember a lot of them. Do you want me to finish up? I feel like you two know it, though. Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter.
I'll finish up. The girl with a moustache and Katie Waisel in one night. That night I slept well. It had been a great evening.
That doesn't sound right. Do you need to rephrase that for the book, maybe?
How does
you
that mean?
Oh, no, they weren't there. I just meant that...
I know, but, yeah.
I look forward to pin a pantomime evening tomorrow. I might even sign up to the Morris Men again and fulfil that ambition. I'm sorry I feel bad for the repetition.
It's absolutely fine. You went into more detail than we'd had before.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was a handlebar moustache. I just thought it was a moustache before. So that was a bit of extra detail.
Yeah.
I'll sleep well tonight.
Okay.
Theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did...
4 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC
Radio.